See, what a lot of people don't realize is, I was rapping from, like, I would say, like, 88, 89, all the way to, like, 96 when JoJo passed. And I just kind of was hurt by that really bad, and I had to stop. I just stopped rapping. I just couldn't. Doing voice stuff, it just kind of reminded me too much of Joe. And I miss Europe, and I miss Cuba, and I missed all those, you know, tours and shows and visits to those places, and I just, you know what I mean? And that hurt me, you know what I mean? I always wish that I would have went on those type of things. But then, you know, I resurfaced in like 2007. Z-Man and Jules got on me about, just coming through and just doing some shit, you know what I mean? And I was like, all right. I wasn't really even interested. I was like, I don't even know if I want to do that. But I did, and I heard a Stiff song, and it was Back with the Stiff. And it just reminded me of that time. And, you know, and then I just started, you know, jotting things down from there. I did a song that night with E and Z, and it turned out pretty good. And I just got kind of pumped from there, and I moved on. But, excuse me. But my point is that I wasn't rapping for 10 years. I wasn't out there doing shows and mingling in the rap scene like all the other cats was in the Stiff. So, I think me coming back in 2007, I was more like a rookie again. So I was doing all the rookie things that I wanted to do. All the ideas I had when I was a kid, I was trying to make happen. Because a lot of people don't understand why I do this right now. It's really just fulfilling dreams that I had as a kid. And it's not really the chase or the to get bigger part. It's just to get these ideas out of my head. And that's really what's important to me.